So, B'shus HaRav, it's a pleasure to welcome back Rabbi Simon, who will be speaking tonight about Inyanim Pesach, and it's a privilege to have the Rav come back to East Hill Synagogue in Englewood, New Jersey.
Thank you, B'shus, for the Asur of Reichman. Tonight is a special night. Tonight is the third Yortzeit for my father, Zichrono Livracha, Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas. Shama should have an aliyah. Say Chodesh Bas Yachal Yisrael Pinchas. And then Daniel Shreid Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay, so let me tell you what I want to discuss tonight. And maybe before I see what the Makor is here, maybe some of you would like to give me your opinions, I'll be a Svara, on the following question. As we know, that there's a prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach. And we know that once the prohibition, the Isser Hanah of chametz sets in, where it's forbidden to have any benefit, you can't even sell the chametz anymore because it's not in your rishus to sell it. So chametz is unique, that it's not only a din in eating the chametz, it's a din in owning chametz, and it's a din that the chametz is also mahanah. And once the chametz is also mahanah, then you can't even sell it because it's not really yours to sell anymore. So as we know, in this generation, many people go on trips to various places, and a lot of times the person and the chametz are in two different time zones. So Rabbanim today try to, the Chumrah, to make two sales for the people who are going to Eretz Israel, the people not going, so this way, because in Eretz Israel, Pesach is going to start 7 hours before. So if you're going to make the sale in America, and the guys in Eretz Israel, it's already after the Zman, you know, and then he can't sell the chametz. So if he's going to rely on his rabbi selling the chametz in America, that could be a problem. So maybe the rabbi then is going to have to make a sale the day before it sets in even in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the question. But so we do everything l'chumra to be yotzei all the opinions. But what should be the ikar halacha? Where is the iser chametz? Okay, of course, eating, you're going to eat. So that's obviously where you are, because you're the one eating. But the question of owning the chametz, the question of when the chametz becomes usur, is it dependent upon where the person is or where the chametz is? Say the person, it's already, he went to Eretz Israel, so he's already Pesach. His chametz is in New York. So is his chametz still, you know, say he for, you know, He didn't sell his chametz, but or he's in California and his chametz is in New York, so he's, you know, or say for example, we'll see what this farm talks about. Say you didn't sell your chametz, it's ready after the Zman, but then you go on a plane and you go to California, it can be before the Zman. So what should it be dependent upon? Should it be dependent upon the where the person is, or where the chametz is? So, Rabbi Simon, what do you say?
Where the person is.
Where the person is. Because
he's going
to set it, and then because it's his. Right, so if where he is, it's already Pesach, you're saying, he can't sell it anymore. Even if the, or it's after Chatzos, say, or after, you know, Shas Rabban, or whatever. He's in the Osir zone already, even though his chametz is several hours behind. You're saying it's too late for him, even though where the chametz is, it's not as minded. But you're saying it should be dependent upon where the person is, and therefore, if you're in Eretz Israel, and Pesach is over, so think about this for a second. You went, your chametz is in New York, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, and it's over, Pesach is over, say the end of Pesach, and you want to buy back your chametz, so you're saying, you should be able to buy it back, even though you're going to be owning that chametz in New York, and in New York, it's still Pesach. But who cares? But you finish Pesach, so it doesn't matter where the chametz is abandoned, where you are. That's what this gentleman wants to suggest. Do any of you want to suggest a counter svara that it should be dependent on where the chametz is, or that's not?
Possession is
9/10 of the law.
So if you have it in your possession, in your place, doesn't that still, it still needs to be sold at the correct time? But not independent of where you are.
So therefore you're saying what? It should be...
Let me hear.
No,
I mean, that is your possession. It's in your possession. You may not be there, but your possessions are still in a time and a place.
So therefore, you have to make sure that the chametz is sold before where the chametz is.
It's not yours to possess anymore
in that location, because that's where the chametz is. Yeah.
The chov v'lecha, still in your possession.
Right. Even though for you, it's not necessary. Right. So that's the question. It's interesting, this is not in the Gemara, not in the favors of the Gemara, we'll see. So we know that the Gemara says here on page 1 in Haman Beis, Shivas Yomim Sorali Matzei Matechem, Vyosuchum Chumvurcha, Chuchai Torah, Amal Torah Shalchem Shalgavah. Right? There's a din, you can't own chametz, but you can own chametz of a non-Jew. So let's take a look at the following Gemara. Let's take a look on page 3. And it's the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th line. On page 3, it begins with Lay. Atadya haya yoshev in Beis HaMedrash. Person is sitting in the Beis Medrash. The Niskar, he remembers Sheish Chametz B'toch Beisam. And he remembers that he has Chametz in his house. And he's learning in the Beis Medrash. So what does he do? So he's in the Beis Medrash, it's hard for him to leave, he's learning. And Pesach is about to come. It's about to come, and he was just reminding himself, that closet in the basement, I forgot to take away the crackers. So the Gemara says, so he can just mevatel it. In other words, he's not going to have time, or it's not easy for him to go home now. So he'll mevatel it. He'll say a kol chamira wherever he is. And we know, as far as the Torah is concerned, once you mevatel the chametz, you're okay. Midraban, and you still have to get rid of it.
Just saying this. If you find that you see some chametz, when you clean the house, you shouldn't have it there. So sometimes you keep the carpet, you just ignore it, it's not there. You know it's there.
Yeah. Well, that's bittul chametz, yeah. So the Gemara says, Hayyoshev Besa Medrash, Vnitzka Sheish Chametz, Pesach Beso, Mevatlo Belibo. Echad Shabbos ve'echad Yontif. Whether it's Shabbos or Yontif. So what does that mean, Shabbos? Meaning it's like Erev Pesach now, right? So you thought you got rid of everything, and then and in those days, they didn't do formal Mechiras Chametz. I follow the old days. I don't do formal Mechir's Chometz. I just do what they did in the time of the Gemara. I get rid of my Chometz. I'm about to my Chometz. And that's it. I don't sell my own Chometz. Because this way I know I'm doing it B'Lev Shalom. And if we have Chometz that's open, they'll just throw it away. And if it's a big box, I'll give it to the super. You know, but I'll give it to him.
But stores have to do
it. Yes, stores have to. Yeah, I'm not a store. Right, I'm not a store. So it's interesting you should note the Ritva's opinion. I always like to quote the Ritva's opinion, even though it's not necessarily quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Ritva, at the beginning of the second parak of Pesachim, says, Bechir's Chametz is if you're in a one-time thing. You're on the boat, like in the case of the Tosefta. You forgot the Chametz, so you sell it. But to do it, you're in, you're out. The Ritva says doesn't work. That's
why
the
Ritva. Why did it become commonplace for non-business owners or homeowners to...
Right. So it became... It started, like Rabbi Reichman was saying, like the people who had real hefsed. And then it morphed into people that, just not going to...
Where's the Ritva?
The beginning of the second parak of Pesachim. And, it was mishtalshel that it became more commonplace of a thing. So I'm not talking out against anything. I'm not trying to change any... But certainly, it was never a takana to do Mechiras Chametz. It was Chachamim. See, people say, "Oh, do Mechiras Chametz," because this way, if you forgot something, then you're covered. In a Chanami, but Chazal didn't say that. Chazal said you're Bevar, you're Mevatel, and now you're covered. This idea to do Mechira to be covered was never part of the. It was never brought down as a chova. And in fact, in my Sefer on Minhagim, I have a discussion, is it even considered a minhag to sell chametz? In other words, not everything we do in life is called a minhag. It has to be something of, it has to rate to become a minhag. Just because I do something, it's not called... I was even discussing the other day in the shir, one of the things that people do, and somehow some people take this so stringent and it's very nebulous where a source for this is not to eat matzah, say, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan or a month before Pesach, and that people take so seriously. Ooh, you would think it's like an Issacharis or something like that. And really, it's questionable. It is brought down here and there, but like, what's even the basis of this? I mean, the din is only on Erev Pesach.
But you can't have matzahs throughout the year. There's a certain time limit, which means that you stop eating, a few days before Pesach. But you can eat it during.
You can. C-A-N, can. You could eat it today. You could eat it today.
What does Rabbi Simon think about kidney oats in a different form? Let's say they have these separate runs of Coca-Cola, real sugar.
Right.
The kidney oats is that we're worried that there might be grains and kernels or that product of...
Like in Mikra Din, like Rabbi Body's always told me, kidney oats is Mikra Din is Batal Barof. So really, and make it news and the truth is from Rabbi Yitzchak Chochan about this, but Lamaisa, where the minig, the industrial kashrus is machmer in this. I don't know if it's a minig. It's a.
Poskim
were permitting
oil
for kidneys,
the oil itself.
Right, Poskim
were permitted rice cakes for Ashkenazim, so it's not kidneys anymore, it's kidneys and shtam.
Yeah, yeah.
So then why you know, such a thing, kosher soda, all this thing, it's all about
coins. Yeah, but I'll tell you something. I agree with what you're saying. But on the other hand, I do believe, Ani Mamin, that there is a push in the world to try to get rid of this halacha. Yeah, I do believe that there's an agenda in the, and therefore, even though kidneys is not an issacharis in this, I think maybe sometimes we should take a strong stand on kidneys to preserve the minhag, because I think there would be a push to try to
drop
it entirely. I personally, there's a question about this Shaila Fali Shaila, about quinoa. I'm from the Machmirim. Yeah, I'm very Machmir. I'm not to have quinoa on Pesach. I think it's kidneys. I think Rav Yaakov Ariel, if I'm not mistaken, wrote a tshuva, and I am from that school of thought. But okay, that's a whole different discussion. But I do believe this thing. So I think it's good that maybe some people are going overboard the chumra to balance the other side. You know, that's my feeling. Okay, so the guy is in the Beis Medrash. He's in the Beis Medrash, and all of a sudden, you know, he forgets. He says, I didn't get rid of that piece of chametz. And then we started because, and he didn't do mechiras chametz, because no one did mechiras chametz in the time of the Gemara. Right? Wasn't a thing. Whether you want to call it a minhag or not a minhag, definitely wasn't a thing. There's another thing, a thing. Wasn't a thing. So, Echad Shabbos, Echad Yontif. Mishlam Shabbos. So what's the case of Shabbos? So then what's the case? Obviously we're talking about Erev Pesach. Because if it's not, it's on Pesach itself, that's too late, right, to do Bittul. If it's before, 2 days before the story, then you'll just go home and get rid of it. So obviously it means it's crunch time. That you're in the Beis Medrash Erev Pesach, it's pretty good, you're in the Beis Medrash Erev Pesach. So you're in the Beis Medrash Erev Pesach, and it's about to be the Zman Isser, and you remember it, so you just did Bittul. Good. So what on Shabbos, and the Gemara says this could happen on Shabbos or on the weekday, either one. Or Yontif. So Shabbos, I understand, it means that Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. But what's the case of Yontif? If it's Yontif already, then it's already too late. So what does it mean, Echad Shabbos v'Echad Yontif? So the word says, Mishlama Shabbos Mishkachas Lokon Shochal Arbosar Liyos B'Shabbos. Ela Yontif Bosar Isuruhu. But Yontif means it's already at night or the next day. It's too late now. You finished. So Bittul's not going to help. Because once the chametz is asur b'hanoah, it's too late. So Amar Rach Bar Yaakov Hocha B'talmid Yoshev L'tenei Rabo Askinan. So this is the case. The Talmud is B'fnei Rabo. So he's in the shir now, and the Rebbe's there. It would be embarrassing to leave. Rebbe's giving the shir, the Talmud's going to walk out. And he reminds himself, Sheyesh Isa Megulgelis Besoch Beso. And he reminds himself that he has a dough in his house that didn't rise yet. And he was making a dough on Pesach, on the first day. Yontif, he could cook and bake. And he just made it. So he said, you know, my stomach didn't rise yet. But I can't leave now and burn it and this or whatever, because he's in front of his Rebbe. So he says there, B'siyar Hashem Tachmitz, Kadim u'mevatal le'bekamit de Tachmitz. So in other words, no. So now he can mevatal it. Because the reason why you can't mevatel chametz on Pesach is because it's usur. But here, it's going to become chametz. So he nips it in the bud. So that's the case that it can fall out on Yantif. And Rashi says, "Dekanami dadai loch mitzah." The Katanya Yosef beis a medrash mashem b'nei shein yochol lochul leilach misham muvala belibol. If he becomes gomer, lamul Yosef beis a medrash. I feel him uponoi mashem biyadol asos Yosef. In other words, okay, so that's the case. That's the Gemara. Oh, so there is a sefer called Chesed LaAvron. It's what happened to be one of my favorite svarim, because my general yisod in life is usually. But the Chesed Avram says is usually glot. That's one of my yisod. Like Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal said, whatever the pre-chadash says is glot. He never saw a krumz. Rabbi Josh Hoffman told me from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, he never saw a krumz svara in the pre-chadash. So I say about the Chesed Avram. I like the Chesed Avram. Everyone has his favorite. Okay. So he is one of the earliest sources that is going to discuss the question, the original question we had. Do you follow where the chametz is, or do you follow where the person is? It says, "Michtavo ki bal deldas sheilosu be'echad shenosu lemedina acheres." First arrow. V'hevi chametz, v'hiniya chametz mebeso. Right, someone went to a different country and he left his chametz behind. Umachro be'erv Pesach, b'makom shiyasham kodem shah hey. In other words, he sold his chametz where he was. He did Torah. V'ulam bizman shehush shah dalid ba'osu makom shusham kvar higia laylo be'beso. In other words, it's already. I would say he lives in Eretz Yisrael. Right, so it's already, and then he came to America for Pesach, and it's already Pesach there in Eretz Yisrael, and he remembers before the Zman Isra in New York, but it's already the Zman Isra in Eretz Yisrael. So what does he do? Talzeh who mustapik v'shol inezel basa gavra sheomid b'shas mechira b'mokom heter or inezel basa b'mokom achametz shulayla. So that was the question. So he says, Milsa de Miboile Pshitali Tuva. He said, your question? I hold as a Dover Pashat. Which way? Tazlina Basa Mokam Amidas Bal Hachomitz. So he says, like you. We could have someone who says, like you also.
This is his only way out.
What?
He can get rid of it in America, for his or where he is, because if it was the opposite, he'd be stuck. It's too late.
Yeah, but maybe so. Maybe it's.
Yeah, he
could
rely on this is.
No, in other words, he wants to know what's the real halacha. And if there's no way out, in a chanami, so there's no way. In other words, we can't say there's only way out, so therefore that's the halacha. The other possibility is to say there's no way out, and too late. You just got to get rid of it. You know, so that's
so. Milzad does lead a busa mokum amidas balachomets the sur a karkafta de gavra mancha a tor omra loyer alachomets is man isuran choshim and kobo lo he gives man isur lo over babal yera. That's his shita, and then he's going to quote, discuss the Gemara that we just quoted to try to bring a proof. Because what did the Gemara we say? The Gemara said he was in the Beis Medrash, and it's presumably before Pesach, whether Shabbos or Yontif, right? So his mavat, and he remembers the chometz of mavata. So his Gemara says, okay, Shabbos, I understand. Shabbos could fall out at Erev Pesach. But if it's Yontif already, it's too late. So the Gemara gave an answer that no, it's already Yontif, but it's not too late
because it's not chametz yet. He made a dough that didn't rise yet. So now, but he knows that by the time his Rebbe ends the shir, it'll already have been chametz, and he's embarrassed to walk out in the middle of the Rebbe shir. So then, that was the case of the Gemara. Oh, so says the Chesed Avraham on page 6 on the bottom arrow on the right side. So he's going to bring a raya from that Gemara. See where the arrow is? Avraham is near the house of Lidna, kid of a borrow does lead a bus of Malcolm Shabbat, Chomit Sham, Bain Lahakil, Bain Lahakhmer. He says, you always follow where the person is. Where do you see that? The Reish Pesach Machshe Hada Haya Yoshev Beis Midrash Yiska Sheish Lo Chomis Pesach Meiso Echad the Shabbos for Echad Yontif Bivad Lo Belibo Ha'achas Mani Sulo Mahani Bito. Right. So how is it going to work on Yontif? So he suggests, why doesn't the Gemara give the following answer? A Mishkachas Lo Shachomets B'Mokom Shelo Higia Adayin Zmani Suro. Oh. Why did the Gemara get, instead of saying it's talking about that it wasn't chametz yet, which is a little bit strange, you know, he could have said, no, it's yontif already. It's yontif already. But the chametz, in other words, it's yontif, right? But maybe the reason why he can mevatel it is because the chametz is in California. And he's in New York. He's a California person. He went to visit his relatives in New York for Pesach. And now he remembers, oh, it's after Chatzosay, or after Zman Isser in New York. He says, oh, but, and so maybe it's already Yontif Say, you know, but in where the Chometz is, it's not. So maybe that would be a case that he can mevatel it. So why did the Gemara give that answer? So he says, so the reason is because you don't follow the Mokum Chometz, and therefore that's why the Gemara didn't say that answer and said the other answer. But if you follow the Mokum Chometz, the Gemara could have given a simple answer that, Yontif means it's Yontif for you, but it wasn't Yontif for your Chometz, and therefore you can mevatel it because you follow the Mokum Chometz. Instead of giving a case where the case of Yontif is where it was not yet chametz and it was going to be chametz, but by the fact that Gemara didn't give that answer, he feels and el akorchan de ein lano lodun el amokom amidas bal chametz. The only thing that we care about is where is the person, not where is the chametz. Again, Bizman Hazeh, we have all these chumras. They do two different mechiras, right? Rabbanim do two different mechiras for the people who are staying home. The people who don't have Israel, they're going to do a mechiras Yud Gimel, they're going to do it, right, and all that. But Meigar Adin, he holds that wherever the person is, that's where he should do the mechira based on the time zone of where he is, even though the chametz might already be Pesach in the place of the chametz. That is the opinion of the Chesed Lavram.
So that's not the problem. Then how will it come? We're selling it. I mean, give it to the people that are
going to
be away.
So because we want the people who are going to go to. Right. In other words, we want it to be covered as the people who are going away, and they're going to start Pesach earlier, so they have to have a mechira for them before Pesach starts, and then on the other. On the end of Pesach, where if they're going to buy back the chametz and it's going to be his, so it shouldn't be, he shouldn't have it being bought back when it's still.
So my question is, what's the chumrah?
In other words, to make sure, in other words, what people do today, he's saying he doesn't hold from. He holds that you follow where the person is. So if the person, wherever he is, even though his chametz maybe is already in the usher zone, but you're not in the usher zone, or vice versa, at the end of chametz where you can be already So it's all only totally where the person is.
But the problem that we have is that the person selling it is not usually in the same time zone as where the person is.
But today you could appoint with your rabbi. You know, your rabbi from home. That's what most people do. They don't know the rabbi in Timbuktu that they're going to, the Pesach program in Timbuktu. They know their rabbi from Englewood. They know their rabbi from, that's who they know. That's who they're comfortable with some of the chomis with. So that's the shita. Therefore, according to Chesed Avraham, if so you're going to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, so therefore, so you have to make sure the chametz is sold before Pesach. The rabbi in America is going to sell it in the morning, but it's already too late from the perspective of the person. Because he's going to Eretz Yisrael. The rabbi in New York is selling it. He's going to sell it, when it's ready.
Is there any transfer of a shus once the rabbi is designated as the shliach?
No. The rabbi is given the minor shlichus that he'll do it.
He's not the
baal in every way. Right. He's not the baal in any way. He has the minor shlichus. So that's what he holds. It's all totally where the person is.
The power of attorney, the rabbi, like on some of the forms, says designate the rabbi as the power of attorney. So, isn't the power of attorney the virus?
Yeah, power of attorney could mean that you could, you know. But that's not what we normally assume how Mechiras Chametz works. We assume it's a Mino Shlichus. Oh, so now let's see another Gemara. There is a Gemara here on page 7, in Mishnah. Ochel Trumas Chametz B'Pesach. So say you eat Truma, you're not a Kohen, and it's Chametz. B'shogig, b'shalom keren v'chomish. So you have to pay, it's truma. So truma, b'shogig, you have to pay the keren, what it's worth, and a fifth more. And the amazing part of the tashlum and the eitzim, so the Gemara says like this, when you have to pay for eating truma of chomitz, if you're a non-kohen, how do you pay? B'shalom keren, do you pay l'fi mida, or l'fi damim? In other words, mida means the mass, the bulk. You ate a certain amount, so you pay according to the how what's the bulk. You know, you ate the bulk of five apples bulk, so then you pay that plus a fifth. When you pay based on the amount that it's worth. So the Gemara says, how can you pay according to the amount that it's worth, but chametz b'pesach is not worth anything because it's also b'hana? So if you hold that you pay based on if you ate one apple's worth of truma, you pay an apple and a fifth. Well, you pay based on how much money it's worth.
And if you're in a different country, also there's a difference.
So that's the question. The Gemara says it doesn't make sense to pay l'fi damim because chametz is not worth anything. So the Gemara says, yeah, according to Rav Yosef, agli lishita, chametz is not osa b'hana. And that's how you have to explain the opinion of l'fi damim, according to Rav Yosef agli li. And Rav Yosef agli li is the opinion we don't follow, that chametz b'pesach is mutar b'hana. So it is bar damim. So there is a sefer called the Oneg Yontif, also a Gevaldik sefer. It's more known in the world than the Chesed Avraham. In fact, the Chesed Avraham, when I need it in the library, they have to go to the basement to get one of the copies. The Oneg Yontif, they have many copies on the shelf. But but Oda Gantiv is a very hush of a sefer. So he has the same question of the Chesed Avram. Of do you follow the chametz or do you follow the person? So he wants to bring a raya from this Gemara about Lefi Damim and Lefi Mida. In other words, the Chesed Avram wants to bring a raya from the Gemara of Yosef Beis HaMedrash. He says, L'chora nira liktsas raya, the basam chemtso. He holds like you. Yeah. Okay, you see, we have everyone's well represented here. You follow the chametz. Kevi shechemtso b'mokom shu achra zman isra, nesam hana, v'lo mashkechinen al zman mokom shabayim omdim shom. So what's his raya? From this Gemara. I had this nam p'sachim. Ochel tshumas chametz. Pesach b'shoigig b'shalom kerem v'chaymish b'meizei potem et hashlum b'meizim. And the Gemara has a question, shehu mashalim l'fi dami mashalim, right, or l'fi mida mashalim. And the Gemara says, of course it's l'fi mida, because there's no dami. Yabim mishalim l'fi mida mashalim shaper. But l'fi dami mashalim chametz b'pesach bar dami hu? Chametz b'pesach is not worth anything. So the Gemara says, no, but according to Rav Yossi Aglili, it's right, it's worth. Fim Isa, so he says, if it's true that chametz we follow Mokum Habaylim, if he's different, if in a different place from the Mokum of the chametz, so the Gemara could have given the following answer. Instead of saying that it's Rav Yossi Aglili, Rav Yosef Aglili is a das yachid that we don't, it's against all the other shitas. Rav Yosef, chametz b'pesach is mutar b'hana. It's a little bit of a doichik. So he says, I have a better teretz. If you want to say, if the Chesed Avram is right, says the Oda Gantiv, I give you another teretz, maybe more simpler teretz. What could a Gemara add? The Mairi, the person ate trumas chametz. Okay, b'shvi shel Pesach, he ate shumas chametz on the last part of the day of Pesach. Pesach is about to end. Sof hayom. We talk about Eretz Yisrael, only 7 days of Pesach. And that's where the person ate the chametz of someone else's chametz. He's not a kohen. He's a zar and he eats the chametz. And the person who owns the chametz is in a place where Pesach already ended. Pesach already ended. So he's in a place, the person who's eating the chametz is in a place where it's still Pesach. Right? He's eating it in California. It's still Pesach. And the person who owns that chametz, he's in New York, it's already over. So therefore, that could be a case. So now we want to know, do you pay based on Mida or based on Damim? Because if you hold that you follow where the person is, so the person's already in a place where Pesach is over, so then it has a value. So you call them l'mochmer shom, l'mochmer shehem l'aviyam eitzlam, d'kevim shebrit l'vayo yocham l'alga, shebrichuk mochmer, mein chavitz nesar, hachar pesach mishum knasa. He says, so he's saying, because maybe there's no chavitz shom l'alga pesach, because you could say that it's not worth anything because it's chavitz shom l'alga pesach. The answer is, he's mevatelet, but the bittel is not good enough because it's still going to be chametz shalom pesach if you don't get rid of it. But if you're a mokom that was too far away, maybe you consider an onus on the mitzvahs of actually getting rid of it. So for a technical reason, it wouldn't be chametz shalom pesach, and therefore we could say that you have to follow the domim because the person who you damaged, his chametz, he's already, Pesach is over. I feel, So, and even if you want to say the chametz is also midrabbanan mitam knas, but it's still going to be only an issur d'rabbanan. So, on a deraisa level, he still has to should pay keren v'charmish. He should still pay keren v'charmish. So, the fact that the Gemara doesn't give that answer that it's talking about where the bailim is chametz is over, and for him there's a value. So maybe that could have been the answer instead of saying Rav Yossi Aglili. So, you see, both these rayas of the Oneg Yontav and the Chazal Avraham are like, why did the Gemara give this answer? If you would have hailed a certain way in this machlokas, you could have said that answer, and maybe that answer is not the simple. They both were saying, but it's both brilliant diukim in different sugyas of what could the Gemara say to answer the kasha, Hayoshev beis hamedrash biyontif mevatla. How can you mevatla? It's yontif already. So the Chesed Avraham says, no, but, and so the Gemara gives a case that it was yontif already, but it didn't become chametz yet. But why did it give the case that the chametz was in a place where it wasn't yet chametz? So he says, from there you see that you follow the Mokum HaBayim. And he's giving it from the other sugya. From the sugya, well, why did the Gemara have to say, Hamani Rav Yosef Lili? That's the you could have given a case where it was the person who owned the chametz, Pesach is already over, etc. And that's the idea. And it's interesting, there, the Achronim talk about other halachas, like Shvisis Behema. Your Behema shouldn't do malacha on Shabbos. Lo sasam kipo malacha to bidcha. Vitecha. So what if you're in where it's Shabbos is over, but your behemah, in other words, Jesus' behemah is a din on the Bailim, or is it din where the behemah is? There's a lot of other interesting questions that could have the same shaira. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, look on page 15, I love this. You know Rav Moshe Feinstein, he didn't have svarim. He was not a person of svarim. You know that? Rav Moshe Feinstein is the old school Litvish Rav. You have a Shas, a Shulchan Aruch, a Torah, Beis Yosef, Rambam, and that's it. You didn't have any. Did I ever tell you the story with Rav Tuvia Goldstein? Did I ever say this over? Here? I don't know where. I like to say it over. I don't know if I ever said it here. I'll tell it over to you. I don't know if I ever said it here. It's a Gevaldik of words. But let me just show you what he says here. So, you know, people tell Rav Moshe what the Achronim say. So, you know what Rav Moshe said? On page 15? Hinei shnei ha-svarim chesed l'Avram va'onig yomtev lo ra'isi. He says, I don't have a chesed l'Avram and I don't have an onig yomtev. Aval kvar ha-hudpas ma-shanira ha-nochel ani ha-zayti ha-kud sh'yosel l'famim y'ashim v'shem Torah ra sh'igur l'din l'inna yisrim v'al yirah v'esad d'zvichu rak Rakala Gavra. So that's what Rav Moshe felt, that it's a din in the Gavra like the Ches Avram. But it's interesting, Rav Moshe says, I don't have a Ches Avram, I don't have an Omer Yontif. But I'll tell you a Gevaldik story. This is the story. Somebody asked Rav Moshe Shaila. So he was thinking about what could be the Teretz. So he, Rav Tuvia Goldstein, was a Talmud Chacham, he was then a Rebbe in RJJ. Rabbi Reichman's father was a Talmud from RJJ. My father-in-law learned in RJJ. That was the, you know, Chashuva Yeshiva in the Lower East Side back in the day. So, and then Rav Tuvia moved to Baruch Park and he started his own yeshiva, Eimek Halacha, you know, Halacha. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Rav Tuvia Goldstein. So Rav Moshe had the Shaila, so he said to Rav Tuvia, can you lend me all the Sfarim that you own that speak about this particular Shaila? So he said, okay. So he got all the Sfarim that he had that talked about Shaila, he gave it to Rav Moshe, Chreis 5 Sfarim. He gave it to Rav Moshe and lent it to him. And Rav Moshe looked through them and he returned them. So Rav Tuvia asked Rav Moshe, so how did you pass it on the Shaila? He says, So we don't know first. So what did this farm say? All this farm you lent me, all said l'chumra on the shayla. So he says, so how'd you paskin? I paskin l'kula. So if Tuvia says, I don't understand. I lent you all this farm. Obviously, that means you wanted to know what the other farm say. So if you're not going to listen to them, well, why do you even bother to borrow them? So you paskin l'kula, but all this farm I lent you said l'chumra. So Moshe says, no, pshah's like this. This is the pshah. I came up with a chiddush. And I thought my chiddush is a grounds to be making on the shayla. I wanted to see, does anyone else thought of my chiddush and shlug it up? Well, they didn't even think of the chiddush. So I said, they were all machmir, but none of them thought of my chiddush. And I think my chiddush is right. If one of the sperm would have said my chiddush and would have shlugged it up, okay, I wanted to see. Maybe I'm missing something. But they didn't even nachis to my chiddush. So therefore, I think my chiddush is right. So I'm going to pass it like my chiddush. That was his point. This is Rabbi Moshe Tuchman told me this over. He heard this, I think, from Rabbi Reuven Feinstein. But I want to end with one piece here in Agada, just to tie it in to the shita that you know, that Rabbi Moshe felt is the Iker shita, and that is that it's a din of the Gavra. Because we know a chametz represents gaiva. You know, right? It rises, represents gaiva. Matzah represents anivus. So the Gemara has a fascinating part. The Pasuk in Mishlei, page 22. Tovas Hashem kol gevalev. Hashem hates kol gevalev. The person has gaiva. So the Gemara in Soto, on page 23, Hey Amar Aleph here, he says like this: Amar Chiyah Bar Ashi Amar Rav Talmud Chacham Tzor Sheibo Echad Mishmona Bishminis. A Talmud Chacham should have an eighth of Gaiva. Should have a little bit of Gaiva, not an eighth of an eighth. Amar Rav Huna Bereider of Yeshua, Umatul Lekisasa L'Shibo Amar Rava B'Shamtu Diis B'Shamtu Leisei. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak lo mino v'lo miktsasa. So Rav Nachman says, no, you can't even have an eighth of an eighth. Nothing. Zero. And that's the Gemara. So I want to show one of my favorite Haggadahs is the Haggadah Shal Pesach with the parish of the Agudas Azov. And it was out of print, right? It wasn't, well, the Klach Shal Azov was out of print. But now, and this is by the Rabbi Yaakov Yechizkiah Greenwald, who's the son of the Arugas Habosa. So look what he says here. He speaks on the Haggadah on page 25. Amar Relozim and Azariah. Hare ani kiven shivim shana, lo zachishi sheteo me yitzias mitzrayim balelos. Right, the story is he was appointed to be the Nasi. And he says, I'm like 70 years old, because he's really only 18, but a pasnish for an 18-year-old to be the head of the yeshiva. So he got, 18 white hairs that night. So he looked much older. So then he wasn't. So he says, there should be a mitzvah to be maskei yitzias mayim balelos until Ben Zoma came. Shereh mal matiskos yom tzeitzchom eretz Yisrael kol yimei chayecha. So he says like this. First part, we're not going to read the whole thing because it'll take us another hour to read the whole thing. But let me just tell you, Bekitzer. What does the word kol mean? Tovas Hashem kol gvalev. So one possibility is kol means kulo. If you're a big balgaiva, that's Tovas Hashem. The other possibility is kol means like a kol duhu, even a little. So how should we type the word kol? Kol means kulo, or kol means even a shmek. Okay, and that's the 2 days in the Gemara, whether a Talmud Chacham can have a little bit of gaiva or not. Because is the Tov Hashem to have any gaiva at all? That's Rav Nachman Yitzchak says. Lo minov, lo miktsasa. Zero. Oh, So that's the two opinions, how to understand the word kol. Good. And that's how he explains it in the beginning. So he says every day. So look now on page 27 where the arrow is. Had the boy betamichachem shmini b'shminis. What's the idea that a tamichachem can have a certain level of gaiva? Who kadesh yinag nisiyoso berama? Because if he acts too much like a shmata, then the people are going to step all over him, and they're not going to listen to anything he says. And so therefore, there should be a certain measure of shtoltz, you know, that they should, the balabatim should listen to the rav. So he says like this: V'yadua perish b'divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So what does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say? Harei ani kived shivim shana. Devoya ella ben yudches. He was only 18 years old, but he says I'm like 70 because I got, you know, 18 white hairs. Mishum shenasa nasi, nasa no leis lios lo chivarta de sheishmu viru bidvarv. You know what we're covered. So he says like this: L'chora im tam chacham mutol lios lo k'tzas geus. That was, if a tam chacham was a real, that was, is allowed to have a certain measure of gaiva, so the people will listen to him. So he didn't need the nes. He could, even though he'll look young, but he'll have a certain measure of shtoltz, and that'll keep the people in line, and they'll listen to him. Deyayochel inhag nisiosu barama meilishmu devarav. But the hutzruchu lenes, by the fact that he needed to have the nes, to have the 18 hairs, you know why? Because he held zebuchach the darshina tovas Hashem kol gval leva haylu miksosel. That kol means even a mashal. So he's saying that's pshat. You see from this that the fact that I needed an ace, that I'm not allowed to have even an eighth of gaiva. So then, if I look like an 18-year-old and I can't have any gaiva, so it's a non-starter. So Hashem said, "You're right. Kol means even a mashal. You shouldn't have any gaiva. But I'll take care of it for you." Hashem says, I'll give you white hairs, and then they'll respect you. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Arei ani kivev shivim shana, that I hold kol means what? Even a kol dehu." Okay, my high time enami lo shamina. So he says, "Mikol yimei chayecha." So he says, "So I'm the one who holds that kol means even a mashahu." So when it says, "Mantiskor yom tzitzkor kol yimei chayecha," he says, so that can't mean l'rabos halelos, the adrabal, yesh lomar kol afil mixes mashma. Meaning, if kol means even a little bit, so it means that the daytime is enough. You don't need l'rabos halelos, because kol means even a mashma. So even a little bit of the day would be sufficient. That's why I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and I had the nes, because I teach up, Hashem proved to me that kol, we should teach up what? To mean a kol dehu. So when it, and Tovas Hashem kol gvalev means a culture, even a culture who you shouldn't have any gaiva. So then I was never able to darshan kol yimei chayecha l'rabos halelos, because kol means a mashahu. So you yotze in the daytime, you don't need it in the night also. Fine, the Omer Harini kvem shiv shonam high time on lufa lo zachishi teyamer asher drasha ben zoma the shiny hacha came, but he says no. Because you don't necessarily have to darshan every kol. Maybe some kols are called dehu, and some kols mean kulo. Because Ben Zoma said, the shani hacha came in the malav kol haviyadin and besefara lahaske biyomim luchot kimashmos yimei. In other words, because no, the reason why kol can't be called dehu, because it says lamantiskor as yom tzeischor kol yimei chayecha. So it says Yimei Chayecha. So what is it called then? The call must be adding something. So in this context, Ben Zoma is telling you that even though you might hold that call usually means what? A call to who? But over here, it can't mean that because it says Yimei Chayecha. So the call must be marbe something. Kimashmozi imkein call osi l'rabuy halelos katsoras hatosis. Find it Omar. So What does the Gemara have to say? Yimei chayecha yomim. It's partial yimei chayecha yomim. Have a layom el kol yimei chayecha rams alers. El al pi omer hachi kamar. Kevin did yimei chayecha luchun shamin and hayomim. In kei kol yimei chayecha is l'rabos alelos. Because over there, in other words, he said before, that's, in other words, the two possibilities, but that doesn't mean that it always has to be the same in every context. Sometimes kol can mean kol duhu. So he says, but here, that's what it means. I always thought that kol is a mashahu, because, and then that's from Torvas Hashem kol gvalein, that you can't have any guy, but that's why Hashem had to do the nes in me. So then I never knew how you're going to be marba. How are you going to be marbe balelos? Because kol, you don't say the kol with the kol duhu in the daytime. Until Ben Zoma explained that no, that sometimes you can darshan differently, because when it doesn't make sense to that in this context to say this way, the kol duhu pshat doesn't fit well with kol yibecha yecha, because it says you're a yibecha mecha. So what is the kol coming to be moisif? So it must be l'rabos it's alelos. So the same thing over here. Masha'in came b'krod ha'tovas Hashem kol gvaylev b'stavra v'salcha daiktel t'shari b'mixas k'mad o'am b'shmini b'shutz mutar. Because there you could say, without the pasuk, I would say that it's b'stavra that you should have a little bit of shtoltz so people should listen to you. So therefore comes the pasuk and says that kol, even a little bit, you shouldn't have. Because the question is, in certain contexts, before the kol, what would be the mashmos pasuk, and kol therefore would either mean in this context not to be kol nu, but larabos. But in the other case of tovas Hashem kol gvalev without the pasuk, I would say that yeah, it makes sense. A person should have some minimum of shtoltz, so people will listen. So therefore, the chiddush of pasuk is no tovas Hashem. Called Valev, and it's a different context than this. What does this have to do? So that's the word. Chametz is a din of the Gavra, because Gaiva is a din of the Gavra. Gaiva is a din of the Gavra. And that's the Iker Halacha, like the Chesed Lavron. And that's why it should follow where you are, because the person, it's all about the person. About how does the person act, how does the person feel. So B'meila, that's the idea, Al-Pi Hadrush here. But it's a Moridika thing, how the Agudas Ezov touched up this piece in the Haggadah of Harein Ekiven Shivim Shana. So therefore I thought Kol is Kol Dehu, so therefore I was never able to be Marbalelos. Until Ben Zom explained that no, it's going to be a different. Kol can mean different in different contexts depending upon what's the Tzvara HaChitzona without the word Kol, and what is the Kol coming to be Moser. But the Musar Haskel is that it's a din of the person of the chometz of the gaiv, is a din of the person, like the opinion of the Chesed Lavram, and what Rav Moshe Feinstein considered was the ikir halacha. Even though, as we said, many people try to be machver to be yotze both the oneg yontif and the Chesed Lavram. Okay, so I want to wish everyone a chag kosher v'sameach, and it's and Bezer Hashem, after Yontif call back, maybe we'll speak about Sfira or something like that. A lot of interesting things, but this is a fascinating topic, and especially in this generation. The old days when people were in the shtetl, where'd they go for Pesach? They didn't go anywhere. They stay at home. I always used to stay. You used to have these Pesach programs in Hawaii. And Hawaii is a shayla with a dateline. So they say, mainly you're spending all the money to go on a Pesach program. At least you want to get the right day to do the seder. And the Rav Tukhachinsky held that you keep Shabbos on Friday in Hawaii. And Chazanish held you keep it on Saturday. So I always used to say, at least you want to go away, you want to at least do the mitzvah of Chol HaDeis. He's already spending so much money. At least you also should do the mitzvah. Okay, but even though that's a whole shayla about the dateline. We discussed it once on Leil Hoshana Rabbah on the dateline of this thing. Okay, but people travel today, so a lot of there's a lot of travel going on Pesach. So you have a lot of this shayla is a very relevant shayla. With going to Eretz Yisrael, going to LA, going, a lot of difference of you in one place, the chametz is in another place. So we should all, but the ikur is we should all have a good yontif, a chakotcha v'sameach, and we should be zoicher to lechol min ha-psachim and ha-zvachim, the Beis HaMikdash should to be rebuilt, and we should be able to be zoicher to the Korban Pesach from here on in. Okay. Are you use it? You can put a chambers.
Not at all.
I can take it for free. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead. If I can take these for free, then. Thank you. Okay. Good. Okay. So if you could send it to.